Our next game is about movie plot twists, and it has a surprise ending. Here it is. Jonathan's been dead the whole time, and I'm his father. Let's meet our next two contestants. First up, Caitlin Doyle on buzzer number one. You work in production management in MTV's internet video department. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Caitlin, what kind of videos are you making for MTV?
It's a lot of multi-platform, like celebrity interview type of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of Facebook Lives now.
Right, Facebook Lives.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a big thing. Yeah. Mostly my role, though, is like if a rapper likes a specific type of coconut water.
That's where
yeah,
you come in.
A lot of coconut water.
There's a lot of coconut. How about almond milk?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah, it's real luck of the draw.
That's for the discerning taste?
Yeah, the real A-listers.
Almond milk? Have you found out anything about a particular celebrity that you admire that you were like, wow, that's an interesting little tidbit?
Everyone's very sensitive to, like, the heat.
So you're telling me all celebrities are, like, little fragile flowers.
Exactly.
Very good. I like that because I believe it is absolutely true. Your opponent is Michael Hite on buzzer number two. You're a manager for touring Disney musicals. Welcome.
Thanks so much.
All right, Michael, what is the best Disney musical?
Definitely The Lion King.
Okay. Clearly you manage The Lion King.
Yes, that's true.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so when you're watching it backstage, do you feel like, man, I just want to run out there and be one of the characters?
Well, you know, so usually I stand at the back of the house at the start of the show because, you know, the animals process down.
Sure.
So what I have to do is stop myself from wanting to go with all of my coworkers up to the front of the stage.
And be like, yay! And it was like, who's that guy?
I have that nightmare. I have that nightmare that I'm going to accidentally walk with my clipboard onto the stage and be like, oh, no.
Right, right, right. Very cool. So remember, Caitlin and Michael, win two games and you will move on to our final round. Let's go to your first game. Okay, so in this word game, we've taken movies with surprise twists and we've given them a twist of our own by adding one letter to their titles. So let's go to our puzzle guru, Art Chung, for an example.
If we said Bruce Willis plays a child psychologist who finds out that he was a karate teacher the whole time, you'd answer the sixth sensei, adding the letter I to the sixth sense.
Easy stuff. Ring in to answer. Here we go. Charlton Heston crash lands on a strange planet, but in the end, he discovers he was on Earth all along when he stumbles across an electronic cigarette. Michael.
Planet of the Vapes?
Yeah, that's right.
In this Orson Welles masterpiece, the title character dies right after he whispers the name of his sled, Yeezy. Caitlin.
Oh, gosh. I want to say War of the Worlds, but it's incorrect.
That is incorrect. You were correct about it being incorrect. Michael, do you know the answer?
I know. Oh, gosh. I mean, I can see it. Citizen Kane.
Uh-huh.
But I don't... The twist was about...
Yeezy.
Citizen Kanye.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
I like your Yeezy delivery.
An old man, I'm sitting in my rocking chair, I'm just about to die, and I'm remembering a fond thing from my past, and it's Kanye West.
Russell Crowe stars as a mathematical genius, John Nash, who's obsessed with the actress who played Kelly Kapoor on The Office.
A Beautiful Mindy.
Caitlin, that is correct.
Nicole Kidman lives with her two daughters in a haunted house, but at the end of the movie, she finds out her daughters also have kids. Caitlin.
The Mothers?
That's right. You
yeah.
got it.
Sounds like the most terrifying movie of all time. Mark Ruffalo stars in this romantic comedy where he's haunted by the ghost of Reese Witherspoon, whom he later learns was killed in a medieval sporting accident. No?
Nothing.
Anyone? Anyone want to ring in and just throw something into the mix? I feel like Caitlin wants to. Yeah.
I think... Joust Like Heaven?
Yeah!
Yeah. Respect, Caitlin. Respect. Yep.
Thank you.
This is your last clue. Two strangers wake up trapped in a room with a dead body lying between them. Only it's not a dead body. It's chopped cabbage salad. Michael.
Slaw.
Slaw. Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
They both did great. Caitlin, you're one step closer to the final round.
If your ATM password is easy to remember because it's an anagram of a palindrome of your middle name, you sound like the kind of nut job who should be on our show. For more information on how to be a contestant and our October show in Orlando, go to amatickets.org. Coming up, another plot twist. Our next segment will include a mystery guest. And we found a whole new way to ruin a band you love by rewriting their songs to be about TV anchors. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.